You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The creature is wanted for a murder he didn't commit. David Banner is believed to be dead, and he must let the world think that he is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
All right, welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the much-needed fundage that you know you need to send to keep free speech alive. This is your Thursday night broadcast. You know who our guest is on Thursday night, the Red Pillar, the ultimate heavyweight champion of all Red Pills, smashing greasy Italian jaws.
I must break you.
Hello,
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm Z. Red Pillar.
Hello, Jeremy. I just thought I'd beat you to the punch to say hello, Jeremy, before you said my name. Well, now this puts me in a little bit of an awkward situation. However, No, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate the wonderful introduction, as usual.
Well, while you're gathering your data together, please donate to RBN. You can make your check a money order payable to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. The book of the month, club, the book of the week is America's God and Country, an encyclopedia of quotations by William J. Federer. For every $100 that you donate, you can be in the winning for one of John Stadtmuller's books. And that's the book of this week, America's God and Country. Also, if you give $250, you can get the Rebel Madman's Rebel Flag quilt. I don't think the little doggy goes with it that's on the quilt on the website, but the little doggy is so effing cute. It's just wonderful. Please donate $250 to be in the book drive and to win a Rebel Flag quilt. That was, if I understand right, custom made by the Rebel Madman himself, because the South is going to do it again and all of that stuff. So, William, we have some interesting content. Would you like to expose? Would you like to tell the listeners what we're going to talk about?
Yeah.
What content have you been in?
Well, this is the first show I've been on since all of the sewer that we have had the sewer rats.
Yes.
So that'd be interesting to get into that discussion. When I first saw that, the first video that I came across was a video of a Jew in his, you know, black hat with his bagels and locks, you know, snakes dragging down his face. Actually, I don't think this Jew actually had that, but whatever. He was in his black suit and his hat, and he was coming out of the sewer hole. So at first, I'm very incredulous about this, like, why would the Jew be wearing his hat, his Chabad Lubavitch outfit, and then come up out of the sewer hole like that was, you know, covered by a newspaper stand, or behind, presumably because it was there was a newspaper stand in front of the hole with a broken grate underneath it that came out of the side wall in a city street. It didn't make any sense to me. Why is that hole there, and how would it be there at all anyway, and just be covered by, you know, like a movable newspaper stand, which somebody could just pick up and move? It's just, you know, it's one of those 3 foot high ones. So lots of questions came up for me. What is being played here? What's the play? I was very suspicious about this, but I just keep hearing this story repeated over and over. I just listened to Vince James discuss it this morning. He did an expose on it on his Rumble channel. I mean, he's got other channels too, but so everybody's talking about this, and I don't think the story's going to be going away anytime soon. I saw some other Twitter posts somebody compiled together of inside the synagogue, a bunch of Jews protesting the police that were in there and putting yellow tape up around the area inside their, looked like their synagogue-like chapel that had, like, you know, like those seats you have in a church. And they were all protesting, and they looked exactly like their proxy warrior protesters. So it was really interesting to see the Jews actually doing the protesting this time instead of using proxy warriors to do it, you know? And then suddenly all the Jews backed off as if like they had directed 5G at them or something, you know? Well, maybe that's another opportunity for the Jew to say, we're not behind 5G. You know, look, they're directing it at us. We're the victim. It's all a very confusing, messy thing. And then I saw a clip of a Chabad Lubavitcher, and I don't know when the video was made, but he was in Moscow, and he goes in and he says, hey, so I'm going to show you the hole that we have in here where the Jews can go escape down the escape hatch. And he goes up into the Moscow synagogue, and he opens up the escape hatch. He pulls the carpet up and goes, here's where we go down in here in this hole, and this is an escape hatch for us to get away. So maybe he was talking about, like, oh, there's another Nazi situation, and the Jews have to escape from these persecuting Nazis. They have this plan in place. So, okay, so it sounded like maybe that's where he was going with it. Then he goes in and he talks to an elder. It's in his office, and he's like, oh, ha, 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 it's good to see you. So anybody who doesn't know what the Jews have been up to would just think these are harmless, friendly Jews, and, you know, they're just, there are Jewish brethren, you know, yeah.
Well, we've got these tunnels.
Love to hear what you think, yeah.
These tunnels under the Jewish synagogue and bloody child-sized mattresses. Now, I don't want to just jump on the bandwagon of, you know, talking about Jews taking Gentile children and torturing them. That's a very conspiratorial. I don't want to jump on that bandwagon, but, like, what do you make, honestly, of bloody child-sized mattresses being pulled from these tunnels and these Vlad Lubavitch Jews protesting to the filling in of the tunnels? So on the one hand, you've got the NYPD filling in the tunnels, you know, like guarding the place and allowing the concrete trucks to come in and fill in the tunnels, supposedly to bury all of the evidence down there. So apparently the NYPD is on the payroll. But on the other hand, you have Jews in the tunnels when they're being filled, and they're coming out through grates like rats. I mean, honestly, like rats, you know, flowing out of a house that you've just fumigated. That's the description here. That's what we're seeing. So do we want to, I mean, you know, what's the blood libel? The Jews in the past taking Gentile children and torturing them for their satanic rituals, which come from the Talmud, which is not the Old Testament. It's absolutely not the Old Testament. Are we to assume, then, that these tunnels under the Vod Lubavitch temple are for torturing Gentile children? Would we assume that? I mean, based on history, probably. And it gives another light and another insight to the whole Pizzagate thing, where there's tunnels under Washington, D.C., where they can bring these children, these homeless children who have no one to care for them or advocate for them. They can bring these homeless children into this tunnel system, you know, the Pizzagate thing, and sell them to Jewish-controlled politicians. Hello, pepperoni pizza and $5,000 hot dogs. So this whole discovery of the tunnel system makes me think, well, maybe Pizzagate's real. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe the elites are in satanic rituals, bringing homeless children into these tunnels in D.C. and doing bizarre sexual rituals with them, which they are videotaped, and they can later be used as leverage against said politicians. This would explain why people like Mitch McConnell, or should I say Bitch McConnell, am I right, start out really good and they represent the people in Kentucky, but then once they get entrenched in the Jewish dominated system and they get blackmail on them, then they start acting a totally different way. Totally different. Unexplained. Why would Mitch McConnell act to the detriment of his constituents? Maybe he's on video cam with a 12-year-old girl, Chinese girl, doing weird stuff in the tunnels under D.C. via Jeffrey Epstein. That's where I'm going with the whole thing. That was a lot.
Yeah, no, Jeremy, there's a few things to unpack there. So I definitely agree that there is this, that we know already that the sex trafficking thing is real. We know about Jeffrey Epstein. That evidence is all there. We know about the blood libel that occurred in previous centuries. We're aware of that. We've been, you know, we've seen enough to know that the Jews have done this bloodletting and this blood libel. It's the thing that they fiercely demonize anyone who dares to tell the truth about this. And these are things that most human beings, they can't even fathom. So it's hard for them to even hear about it, or let alone believe it. It takes a lot of deprogramming for people to and just evidence over and over, and a willingness to look into it, something that most people don't have the courage or the guts to look into, because, you know, I know people personally that they've told me that they looked into any of this and they found, you know, they need to live in their bubble, in their dream world, in their fantasy world, and they need to believe their bubble's true. So they literally deny what you say while they say, oh, well, they'll tell you, hey, well, it's probably true what you're saying, but I can't believe that. Then in the next, then, you know, like a minute later, you know, they're disagreeing with what you say as if, like, they didn't just tell you that what you're saying is probably true. So it's a very odd situation. But that's not the point I wanted to get at, but that's just sort of the psychology that goes behind the mental trap of this whole thing, and the unfathomable evil of the people in charge. But the two points I wanted to make about, first, the mattress, the stain on the mattress. I don't instantly Maybe I missed some of the footage. I saw the mattress. It was like a thin mattress that would look like it would go on a little coil cot bed. And
it's child size. And, right. You know, we know what the Jews have done in the past with the blood libels and Gentile children. So, I mean, you know, we don't want to project that onto our analysis here.
Well, yeah, we want to.
What else could it be? I mean, they could have been doing animals sacrifices.
I mean, it could be a brown stain from somebody spilling a soft drink on it, right? I don't mean to be skeptical, but we just can't automatically jump out of this mattress came from down in the hole, presumably. I mean, the whole thing is so that all of what I was looking at is so messy that I don't want to instantly jump on a bandwagon and say, you know, this is what it has to be. It must be this, you know, because that's maybe exactly what they want us to do. You know, this whole thing could be like a funny ruse. And I kind of got into that when the Jew came up out of the sewer dressed in his hat and his suit. That was all very asinine seeming to me. That, you know, you're wearing a suit and a hat and you're coming up. So you're wearing a suit and a hat while you're wearing your Jewish hat and your Chabad Lubavitch suit when you're down there doing your bloodletting ceremony. Presumably that's what you're doing down there. But we don't have the evidence. We don't have the evidence yet. So, you know, and then the other point I wanted to make, Jeremy, you know, if you just permit me a little bit longer here. The covering up of the holes, and you brought up a really good point about the police wanting to cover up those holes right away. You know, so it's like, whoa, okay, well, what we assume there is the police are bought and paid for. They're in the pocket of the Jews, and, you know, they're going to go and try to cover up those holes. Well, what if there's still children down in there? What, you're not going to go in there and try to find what's down there and try to, you know, anybody want to venture down? I saw it was like a crawl hole or something. You know, I did see somebody go down there and look down one pathway. It was like a creepy, scary, you know, looking crawl hole. Who knows what's down there? You know, you'd have to crawl yourself and then force whoever your victim is to also crawl down there. So, you know, I mean, it all doesn't seem like an overly plausible situation. It's not impossible. But so why are the police just coming in and trying to fill up the holes without any investigation? That makes no sense either. You know, so the whole thing stinks to me.
Other than they're on the payroll,
right,
to cover this up, whatever it is, we're coming on the break. We're probably on the break right now, so you guys stay tuned and stay classy. And call in 512-248.
We got 2 minutes till the break, Jeremy.
8252. Yeah, we're at 18 minutes. Call in 512-248-8252 if you want to weigh in. Yeah, why not an investigation? Why cover it up? The NYPD is obviously on the take from the Jews down in the system.
Yeah, and Jeremy, the other point about that is, while they're doing that, you have Jews protesting, and then suddenly they back off of protesting. So I don't know what happened. Did they taser them? Did they taser the Jews? You know, was it a big act? All right, we're on the break, so see when we get back.
All right.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
The mute is off. We're coming back to the William and Jeremy show, and that Rocky IV drop just deserves another drop.
I must break you.
That's basic. You know, Rocky. That Rocky drop, I mean, Dolph Lundgren is he got his education. He's a chemical, professor or scientist. And he's way more qualified than Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm just throwing that out there. William, thanks for joining me tonight. And you'll notice that the opening music was The Incredible Hulk. That was a show that was very personal to me as a child. I love The Incredible Hulk, and I watch it often. Zach Lantien, I'm watching it right now as the Skype interrupted it. Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno, you can't beat that. The stories were so good. Man, the 80s were great. We were talking about Jews in tunnels and doing child sacrifice and all of that weird tribe. Let's get on with that. Interestingly enough, William, let me throw this out to you and get your comments. This whole expose on the Jewish tunnels of the Vlad Lubavitch temple and the tunnels found thereunder in New York is on the heels of the releasing of the Jeffrey Epstein list, those who flew on the Lolita Express, which would include Donald Trump and Bill Clinton and various other actors. You know, I heard Stephen Hawking was a client of Jeffrey Epstein. The late Stephen Hawking, who's burning in hell right now because he's an atheist and he did not acknowledge the Lord. Stephen Hawking liked to see midgets doing equations on the wall. So when Stephen Hawking was brought to the Jeffrey Epstein temple, he paid good money to watch midgets jumping up and down and doing equations on the wall. That's bizarre, isn't it, William? Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
You know, Patrick Slattery exposed this specifically on his show with Mark Collett. Mark Collett, our British pro-white guy in the UK. And Collett said that Stephen Hawking got off on watching midgets doing equations on the wall, and they had to jump up and do it because some of the equations were like 5 and 6 feet. I thought he was going to say midgets were naked on each other's shoulders. Think about the midget in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. You know, remember that show with Mel Gibson and Tina Turner? And there was a midget in that show. Master Blaster. Do you remember Master Blaster?
Well, where's this going, Jeremy?
Where I'm going is the Jews do a lot of messed up stuff. And the exposure of these tunnels exposes Jewish power at a time when all the left are turning against Jews because of the genocide of the Palestinians. And so when people read this article and they see, oh, Jewish tunnels under a synagogue in New York, what's going on here? It's so, I mean, people are so more likely to believe the truth that they were doing ritual sacrifice in these tunnels on children, on Goyim children. Thus, the bloody child-sized mattresses. That's where I'm going with it.
I wonder if we'll ever be able to sort this all out, because none of it really makes much sense. Does it make sense to you? I mean, we can draw a lot of conclusions here, but it doesn't matter. We don't have evidence. You know, so we would need to look at that mattress. That mattress would need to be analyzed. That mattress has probably been destroyed and thrown away. It had a brown stain on it that I don't know if it was blood or what.
Well, I mean, are they sacrificing animals or children? Who knows? Up on the first 30 minute break. Back on the other side with your calls. 512-248-8252. I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
On the loose. William and Jeremy are on the loose tonight. And we talked about these Jewish tunnels where the disgusting chicken swingers are most likely doing child sacrifice in the tunnels with these child-sized stained mattresses being brought out. And William wants to play some clips of prep that he sent me. And these clips will be very salient to the conversation. William, please, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Jeremy. So we've got three clips. One, they're just 3 1-minute clips, all different stories. One is the white nut job nurse woman, TikTok doctor, says it's okay to be fat. Now, this is just an expose, really, on the psychosis. It's just, you know, a quick 1-minute video of this woman with her buggy, big buggy eyes. She's, you know, she's a very white woman. She's clearly very woke, and she's clearly, my guess is that she doesn't date even white guys anymore, that, you know, she just, in order for her to deal with her imposed white guilt that she has decided to adhere to, as it's been projectile vomited onto her, and she's decided that it's legitimate.
Let me throw this out. I'm on Tinder, the dating site. Tinder. And all of these females on Tinder under 40 years old are fat with blue hair. It's utterly disgusting, bro. It's like, can you not pull away from the buffet for a couple of minutes? Can you not give me a picture on Tinder of you not being fat? I mean, these bitches are fat under 40. Why? They don't care. They're not trying to get a man that's of substance. They're just fat, and they dye their hair blue, and they tattoo their arms and legs with the tattoo sleeves because they're like, you know what? We're all you have, and this is it. If you want a female, you got to get a fat one. So I'm all about some fat shaming. Let's do it. Let's do some fat shaming. Go ahead, William.
Now, side note, I don't really like tattoos on women, but, you know, it's just me. But, yeah, let's go ahead and roll this clip. And the blue hair, I can do without that.
We're waiting on the clip to roll.
Whenever you see the blue hair, you know there's a Jew nearby. Either the Jew was in the television and got in this woman's head.
Also,
her hair is purple and blue.
It's a 200-pound bitch that can't pull away from the buffet.
Ah.
Right? They just put chicken and potatoes on the buffet, and she can't pull away. Mike, roll that clip, if you will, my friend.
Here's my hot take as a doctor. I totally agree. It is okay to be fat. We don't say that enough, but it needs to be normalized. If you are fat, that is okay. It is typically not a problem that requires immediate solving.
Totally okay.
It is not an emergency. You don't have to drop everything in the pursuit of being not fat. Aaron said this other thing in a different video that I totally agree with as well, is that it is okay to not be healthy. We act like it is this moral failing, this cardinal sin,
scarlet
letter, if you are not healthy. And there's
okay, stop. That stop. Stop.
It's a scarlet letter. Whatever. I can't pull away from the buffet. Anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to stop there because here's this platitude. There's a social construct that exists in her mind that says, we scarlet letter fat people. And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're making up stories in your head about, you know, what society does. You're creating a whole different construct. So we see this woman's a doctor, all right, and we see the psychosis that exists in the medical system now because, you know, and we don't need to normalize fatness to already see what's been normalized in this in the expression of what this woman is. Completely lunatic, a completely out there nut job. So this is just pervasive, obviously, in the whole medical system. But we already know that it's pervasive because of the psychosis that was projected onto the whole world with all of the unnecessary COVID vaccines, but not just those, but all the unnecessary vaccines and even the industry of virology, which is 100% fraudulent.
So let me just let me just interject an anecdote here. An anecdote on my observance of the fat under 40, disgusting, tatted up fat female. So I'm at church on Sunday morning, and they're playing all of this music to appeal to the emotions of these females, and three or four fat bitches get up in church service, and they're wearing, okay, what's up with these leggings? They call them leggings, but it's basically pantyhose that you wear as an outer garment. Okay. And this chick gets up in front of me and she wiggles her big fat ass in front of me and goes down to the altar to pray. And I'm just like, I had to turn my head because I'm thinking all these different sexual thoughts, as any man would. And she waddles her fat ass down to the altar to pray in her spandex, leggings, pantyhose as outer garment. And I can see like both butt cheeks going up and down like as she goes down the altar. And I'm like, what are you doing? Cover yourself up. Right.
Exactly.
I'm not even kidding. Like,
I don't know why you have sexual thoughts about that though, Jeremy. I'm confused.
They're fat. They're fat, and they, not only are they displaying themselves in church in front of me, but they're going down to the altar dressed in these leggings.
Right.
And leggings are not outer garment, females. We can see your camel toe. We can see it.
Hey Jeremy, let's take our caller. Linda in California. Linda, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Okay, I agree with you about the leggings and all the clothes that we get from China. Stretchy polyester junk. It's all awful. But anyway,
that's not the point though. The point is how it exposes, you know, exploits, and it's sort of inappropriate and disgusting.
Yeah, right? They're not flattering. It's the clothes today are terrible. The styles, no.
Like if it were Lululemons, would that be different?
Lululemons. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, those are like high-end yoga pants.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
I guess they're high-end.
I don't know if you're fat, cover it up. You know, nobody wants to really see it. But anyway, to change the subject, finally convinced my brother that the Jews have too much power, and that took a lot of reasoning with him. But the Holocaust, we still argue about, and he says, well, what were all the pictures that we, you know, that they flash on of the bodies and the big pits of bodies, and how about all the soldiers that say that they were there and they saw all the bodies? So I don't know where those bodies, who did Billy Wilder film when, you know, who were
all? Well, here's the thing.
Were they Poles? Does anybody know? Yeah.
Europe was wrecked with a disease at that time. Okay.
Right. They had blockade, no food. Yeah.
Right. And so a lot of these pictures that you see of alleged Holocaust victims are German people. That died in the camps, along with Jewish, but in a
they
lot
did
of these,
have some. They did have some Jewish prisoners, maybe Russian Jews, communist Jews, a few.
But in these
Poles,
videos,
I'm trying to figure out where all those,
But let me jump in here, Jeremy. Let me jump in here.
Hang on. Real quick. In these videos, real quick, William, you'll see a lot of naked bodies. And this is very harsh and crass, but I've got to mention it. The foreskins are intact. So a lot of the bodies that you see in these Holocaust videos German. And they have foreskins. And they died of typhus because typhus was a prevalent disease in the camps because the lice would jump on them and infect them. And so they had to bulldoze a lot of these bodies, into holes in the earth and burn them and all that.
Why were Germans in the camps?
If Germans were...
Anybody who was a dissenter against the Third Reich at that time, which if you actually if you look back and you study, you know, what Germany was up against, you would understand why they had a dictator, Hitler, and, you know, that democracy... Now we're learning that democracy is the god that failed. You know, it's really actually not a system that works well for us, a democracy. Anyway, that's another thing. But the question you would ask your brothers, how do you know they were Jews? Jews just, they won the war. I mean, the Jews were the victors of the war because nobody won that war. America certainly didn't win that war. I mean, you know, in the official story, America won the war, right? England won the war. The Allies won the war. But we didn't win the war. We teamed up with communist Russia, with communist Soviet Union, which had already been taken over by Jews, and was already murdering Russian Christians by the millions already at that time. So Hitler, Hitler came to power.
I've read the bad war, but I'm still trying to get something definite to tell my brother about those. Who were those people? And what about the?
Well, I don't know that we can.
What about the people that came to
which picture you're talking about?
And we're begging, and you know, you saw the people, you know. Like skeletons behind the fence, begging for
help. Right, so explaining, so what you got to understand about that is that the Allies bombed the hell out of Germany, including all the supply lines, so the trains were not able to get to the camps to feed the people. The people were largely treated very well in the camps. Have you seen David Cole's video he did with Ernst Zundel? Have you looked into that? Look that up. Look up David Cole, Ernst Zundel. You write this down. Write this down. David Cole, Ernst Zundel, E-R-N-S-T, Z-U-N-D-E-L. If you just look that up on BitChute, it'll be like a one-hour video, like 59 minutes, and it is an absolute 101 must-watch. There's another one to watch, and it's with Ernst Zundel, and it's called... get off your knees, Germany, or off your knees, Germany is what it's called. It's absolutely quintessential to answering your question. So the Jews flip the narrative over. They always blame the victim for what they've done. They're going to claim that every single dead body was a Jew. All the piles of bodies were Jews, but we're not looking at the fact that Dresden was firebombed. Dresden is only one of the cities that the Allies firebombed the hell out of.
The real Holocaust.
Yeah, and seriously, I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm not trying to be vulgar, but look, if you look up like foreskins on the bodies,
they weren't circumcised. Yeah,
that's a thing. There's a lot of German people that died in the camps and in Germany that couldn't have been Jews because they weren't circumcised. Look at America and Japan. America and Japan had horrible death camps. In America, under Eisenhower, if you were a German citizen or a Japanese citizen, you could be subject to be put into these camps where you're tortured and killed. So
I'd never heard that. I heard that they had taken some land. Japanese?
No,
I had never heard about the torture and killing. Oh.
There's also the Rye Meadow death camps that Eisenhower had. Can we skip the break, Mike? The Rye Meadow death camps
Eisenhower had set up. In the field, right?
The Germans, right? So they can say that those were Jews, right? I'm sure. You win the war, then you get to decide what the pictures are of, right? Mm-hmm. So we got a couple more things I want to get through here. So anything else there, Linda? Or we?
No. Okay, I will. I'll look up that book. Okay, thanks so much. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Linda. All right. So Jeremy, let's jump over to this next video, okay? So the next one is the St. Paul swears in the first female city council. We can just jump right into the clip. It's a talking head woman just, parroting the Jewish trope of how wonderful it is that it's females and all females and all women of color that are the female. So this is the most important thing to the Jew. It doesn't matter who's qualified. It's just a matter of getting women in there and getting people of color. Now, Jews use these people to push their agenda. And they, obviously they promote them up into these high positions. And then they're just used as slaves. Essentially, that's what they are. To push the Jewish agenda, the anti-white Jewish agenda. And probably these women have really bought into that whole anti-white thing. And anti-whiteness has been so normalized that it's just perfectly okay to be a genocidal, hate-filled person and want to exterminate white people. So that's what we got going on here. Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Roll it.
Or you go ahead, Jeremy. It
was made
comment.
In Minnesota's capital city of St. Paul today. Or should we say, herstory was made. St. Paul's new city council was sworn in this afternoon, made up entirely of women. And get this, 6 of the 7 council members are women of color, and they are all under the age of 40. 4 of them are new members and say that affordable housing and access to child care are some of their top priorities. Congratulations to them and the people of St. Paul. I am betting that they get some stuff done. History was made in Minnesota.
Herstory, there we go, herstory. The Jews rubbing his hands together because, oh, good, we can get our proxy warriors. If it's white males in there who will actually benefit everybody in the world in society, because, it's in our nature to do that, white people. I love white people. I would refuse to buy into any of this crap ever again, before I used to just it's just anti-whiteness and just made me sick. But now it's dude, the truth is that the world needs the white European people because it's ingrained in us, this Christian mentality that is needed to, obviously there's been a lot of problems with that, in terms of fighting and fighting back and whatnot like that. Okay, there's a whole controversy around that. But the whole world, this is the direction the whole world has to go into, is the direction of Jesus Christ. And that's the white European people have adapted that more than anybody else on the planet. So this lie that white people are evil and need to be eradicated is satanic. And this is being, we just need to call it for what it is and see it for what it is. And even be able to talk to these people about how evil what they're actually doing is and where it's leading for everybody, including them.
Absolutely. Who's next on the call screen?
Nobody. We got one more clip, though. We got Michael Jackson, why they killed him, if we're interested in that.
Play that clip. Michael Jackson, why did they kill Michael Jackson?
The king of pop caught in controversy again. He said he'd lose the lyrics that outraged critics. Now he's singing them again for his new video, and E.T. has the tape.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
Plus, Jackson promised several months ago to revise the lyrics to his song, They Don't Care About Us, lyrics many called anti-Semitic. Jackson's in Brazil now, shooting the video for the song, and Entertainment Tonight has learned he is still using the controversial lyrics. ET's Mark Steinis has the story for us. Michael Jackson arrived at the location of his music video under an umbrella to protect him from the sun and with 2 children by his side. He was in Brazil to shoot the music video for his song, They Don't Care About Us. Last year, he angered Jewish groups when he sang these words.
Kill me, do me, sue me, everything. Michael then gave in to pressure and changed the song. But in Brazil, the controversial lyrics were back, and he sang it this way. We showed footage of the video shoots of Rabbi Marvin Heyer, an activist for Jewish causes, who was outraged because last June, Jackson sent him a letter of apology for singing those lyrics.
I'm shot. Jew me, sue me, kick me, kike me. Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again. Now, I have a CD that he sent me with the words eliminated. Why couldn't he do the same thing in Brazil?
Last year, Michael said...
All right, let's stop it. Let's stop it there. We're running out of time, but just a quick comment. Obviously, Jews are never held accountable for all the hate they perpetrate against white people. But, you know, anytime somebody ever does something like this, you know, there's a rabbi there, or there's always going to be a bazillion people in their tiny minority, but they always have a huge, humongous representation of people that show up in order to kvetch about any criticism of them at all. And it's disgusting. It's intolerable. And they need to be called out for the demons that they actually are.
Yeah. So Michael Jackson was castrated at puberty when he was 12 and 13 years old by his father. This is a well-known fact that Michael Jackson was castrated so that his voice would continue on in that soprano realm that he was so famous for. So I have a hard time believing that he targeted children. I think that Michael Jackson was targeted by the Jewish system. And, you know, on the offsides because of how he spoke out against it. I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I don't think to the extent that Michael Jackson was a pedophile. I mean, he was castrated as a young boy, so he didn't have a sexual drive.
All right, Jeremy. Well, hey, everybody, it's been a great... We'll see you tomorrow night on the Punch Bowl.
All right. Fly. Go see Classy.
Nice.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.